University of Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of UMES Baseball, brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes can save you 15% on car and renter's insurance. Betsy, Courtyard by Marriott, Peninsula Regional Medical Center. UMES Baseball is also brought to you by Hampton Inns and Suites, Signs by Tomorrow, and Frugal's. Now, UMES Baseball from SFMSports.net.
On this field this afternoon, and we're going to be set for baseball here momentarily as the plate meeting is happening. Let's take you into this matchup. The UMES drawing Bethune-Cookman, trying to break an incredible streak, as Bethune-Cookman over the last 10 years against UMES is an astounding 30-0. And BCU is 4-0 since 2005 in first-round matchups against UMES, and defeated the Hawks in the MEAC championship in 2006. But that doesn't necessarily tell the whole story, as the last four matchups between these two schools were less than four-run affairs, as UMES and BCU have come close, or have played close competitive games the last couple times. Times out, but UMES will look to get off to a hot start here this afternoon against Bethune-Cookman. Bethune-Cookman, the Wildcats, come in with a record of 22-31 overall, 14-10 in the MEAC. The Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks come in at 13-33, 8-15 in conference. As the regular season is over, it's playoff time here. This is the second game of the day. In the first game of the day, Norfolk State knocked off North Carolina Central 6-1. So the host, Norfolk State, will head on to tomorrow, play this time tomorrow against the winner of this game. As the loser of this game will play North Carolina Central tomorrow at 9 a.m., but more on that later. So the Hawks have a couple of records close to being broken, as Stephen Bull and Byron Campbell are nearing several hitting records. Bull and Campbell are 6-10 hits away from the all-time single-season hits record of 70. And they are each tied with 195 career hits at UMES, which is 30 off of Trayvon Johnson's record of 225. So a couple of senior standouts for the Hawks as they get set to get their MEAC tournament underway. The final standings in the MEAC. In the north, it was Delaware State with a 17-7 overall MEAC record. Norfolk State at 14-10 claimed the north number 2 seed. Coppin State at 9-15 claimed the north number 3 spot. And UMES at 8-16 in the MEAC claimed the 4th spot in the north. In the south, North Carolina A&T finished at 9-15, 2 games out of the 4th spot in the south division. North Carolina A&T not here this weekend. Savannah State at 11-13 in conference claims the 4th spot in the south. North Carolina Central, we mentioned, lost in the first game of the day to Norfolk State. They got the 3 spot in the south division with a 12-12 mark in conference. Florida A&M at 14-10 tied with Bethune-Cookman with the same record in the MEAC. But Florida A&M takes the 2nd seed, and of course the Wildcats take the top spot. So let's take a look at this afternoon's starting lineups. First, for the Hawks, who will be the visiting team this afternoon, Mike Escanilla will lead off and play short. Stephen Bull will bat second and play center field. Byron Campbell will bat third and play right field. Greg Turlick, the left fielder, will bat cleanup. Batting fifth will be Justin Dottillo, the catcher. Batting sixth will be Jeffrey Fleetwood. He'll be the designated hitter for Pedro Swan's Hawks Club this afternoon. Skyler Murray will get the start at first base. He'll bat seventh. Connor Breslin will get the start at third base and bat eighth. And batting ninth ninth will be the second baseman Joshua James this afternoon, and Jesse Stinnett will get the start on the mound for the Hawks. Stinnett, with a 4-4 record and a 4.33 ERA, has two complete games on the season so far this year. 72 2/3 innings pitched, 79 hits, 46 runs, 35 of them earned. And opponents are batting .282 against him. So the freshman Stinnett has done some really great things for the Hawks this season. For the Wildcats, their starting lineup looks like this. Leading off and playing right field will be Josh Johnson. Batting second will be the left fielder Brian Munoz. The number batting third will be the center fielder Eros Modena. Batting cleanup will be Eric Sams, the first baseman. Matt Noble, the second baseman, will bat fifth. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter Austin Garcia. Batting seventh will be Jordan Robinson. He'll play third base this afternoon. Sean McCarty, the shortstop, will bat eighth. And batting ninth will be the freshman catcher Zach Olchevsky. As the pitcher for the Wildcats will be Montana Durapo. As we will take a break and be back for first pitch here at Norfolk State. Don't go anywhere. This is Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
Once upon a time, Hansel and Gretel came upon a house made of gingerbread. Being quite hungry, they started eating the roof. The homeowner was outraged. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with homeowner's insurance, and he got all new asphalt shingles. Hansel and Gretel are fully rehabilitated and attend a gingerbread support group. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance.
Warning, if your ears are sensitive to hard-hitting facts, earmuff them now. This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for Geico's local agents. Fact one, your local Geico agent is an expert at getting you the coverage you need. Fact two, you can talk to your local Geico agent face-to-face. Fact three, facts one and two hit so hard, I don't need a third.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13.
Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
Imagine it, and we can do it. It's not just a slogan to us, but a true way of conducting business. We are proud of our more than two decades of delivering the highest quality visual messaging solutions to our clients, large and small. At Signs by Tomorrow of Salisbury, we stand by our time-honored commitment to provide you with quality, affordable signs that get you noticed by combining our industry know-how, cutting-edge technology, and competitive pricing to create total visual solutions that fit any budget. Our reputation as being more than just expert signage specialists is reflected in our service versus versatility. We are Signs by Tomorrow.
The Geico Dugout Show continues from SFMSports.net.
Well, the Geico Dugout Show turns into first pitch here on a fantastic afternoon for baseball here in Norfolk. As the Hawks get set to take on the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats. The Wildcats, again, the one seed in the south. The Hawks, the four seed in the north. 70 degrees. The clouds have broken up. So, again, a perfect day weather-wise for MEAC Tournament Baseball. As Durapo concludes his warm-up tosses, the 5'10", 170-pound senior will face Escanilla, Bull, Campbell, Turlick, Dottillo, Fleetwood, Murray, Breslin, and James. And we're just about set for game number two here in the MEAC tournament, guaranteed to play 14 games this weekend. For the 14th game, it would be the first championship game in a double elimination tournament. So Escanilla batting from the left side steps in against Durapo. And we're about to have baseball here in Norfolk. Durapo on the rubber. A high left leg kick and a fire. And it's a first pitch fastball for a strike. And right on time at 12:30. We're underway this afternoon. Escanilla back in the box. Righty-lefty matchup. Here is the righty Durapo deals. And Escanilla will foul this one back on to I-64 there. Out of play left side. Durapel last year named first team All-MEAC. This year leads his team in ERA as the 0-2 pitch to Escanilla misses up and in. Durapel with a 1.39 ERA and an impressive 9-1 record this year. 13 starts, 3 complete games, 97 and 1/3 innings pitch as the 1-2 pitch to Escanilla. He will line this one into right field for a base hit. Escanilla with a leadoff single to start the Hawks MEAC tournament off. Escanilla with his 52nd hit of the season. And that'll bring up Stephen Bull. Bull has had a terrific season this year and an impressive career as a Hawk as the senior from Millsboro, Delaware steps in. Bull with 62 hits this season, had a 25-game hitting streak earlier this season, including a 10-for-10 stretch. 10 at-bats, 10 hits in a row. As Durapo sets and delivers the first pitch to Bull, that's on the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Bull honored as the UMES 2013-2014 Male Athlete of the Year just a couple weeks ago. He steps in the 0-1 pitch from Durapo. And that's going to be a fastball that misses upstairs. It's now 1-1. Escanilla leads off of first. Bull with a 1-1 count. Bull also a 2-time UMES Athlete of the Week winner this spring. He bats from the left side. Escanilla leads off of first. The 1-1 pitch, no throw over, and just getting back in safely is Escanilla. Our umpires this evening, or this afternoon, behind home plate, Mr. Donnie Mayer. At first base, Mr. Terrence Mobley. At second base, Mr. Linus Baker. And at third base, Mr. Vince Crasier. So it's a 1-1 pitch coming to Stephen Bull. Runner goes for second. Bull takes a breaking ball down and in, and safe at second base is Escanilla. A terrific break there for Escanilla, who steals second base. That is Escanilla's 11th stolen base in 16 attempts. And with a 2-1 count to Stephen Bull, the Hawks have a runner in scoring position. Durapel looking for a sign from his catcher, Olszewski, as it's a 2-1 pitch coming to the Hawks center fielder. Durapel sets and delivers, and Bull swings and misses. Good fastball there from Durapel, and Bull couldn't catch up to it. It's now 2-2. Byron Campbell, the Hawks right fielder, is on deck, but Escanilla leads off of second. Bull in the left-handed batter's box, awaiting a 2-2 pitch from Montana Durapo. Here it comes, and that's going to be a fastball taken for strike three. So one down now for Campbell. And that is the 82nd strikeout for Durapo on the season, approaching a single-season record for Bethune-Cookman. So Campbell now has a runner on second base and one out. Campbell batting .377 this year. Has started in now each of UMES's 45 games this season. With Escanilla dancing around off of second, here's the first pitch to Campbell. He swings and misses at a breaking ball down and away. And it's nothing and one. Campbell earlier this season, back on April 22nd, the day that the Hawks played at Georgetown, was named the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association National Player of the Week. So a pretty big honor there for the senior from Waldorf, Maryland. The 0-1 pitch, and that's going to miss up and away. It's 1-1. Good job by Campbell there to lay off on a good pitch from Durapo. So 1-1 count with Escanilla on second base after a leadoff single and a stolen base. With one down, here is the 1-1 pitch to Byron Campbell. Durapo sets, a long look at second, and now fires, and Campbell swings through a fastball. It's now 1-2. Greg Turlick on deck for the Hawks. Thank you. Campbell, last year's Hawks baseball MVP, steps back in the 1-2 pitch, and he will swing and miss for strike three. So after the leadoff single and a stolen base, Montana Durapo has gotten a strikeout looking and a strikeout swinging on Stephen Bull and Byron Campbell, respectively. That's now 83 strikeouts on the season for Durapo. So that'll bring up Greg Turlick. Turlick, the left fielder for the Hawks, batting at 256. He steps in and awaits the first pitch from Durapo. Here it comes. And this is going to be swung on and missed. A good fastball there from Durapo. And it's nothing and one. Turlick, the former junior college player from 2011 through last year, played at Montgomery College in Maryland and was a World Series participant in 2012 and 2013 with Montgomery. So the 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball. Turlick will foul that off at the plate. Good defensive swing there. But Durapo gets ahead in the at-bat, nothing and two. No score, top of the first inning here, just underway in Norfolk. Second game of the MEAC tournament. Turlick back in the box. Escanilla continues to lead off of second. Durapo looks into Olszewski for the sign. Gets one he likes. Here comes the two-strike pitch, and Turlick will take that on the outside, off the outside corner, rather. It's one and two. Justin Dottillo on deck should Turlick be able to reach. So Turlick alive here at one and two. Good for his 43rd hit of the season. Durapo comes to a set. And the 1-2 pitch is a fastball that misses outside. The count evens up at 2-2. Escanilla dancing around quite a bit at second, trying to get Durapo to throw a mistake pitch and let Turlick drive it somewhere. Durapo, though, we mentioned the 9-1 record and the 1.39 ERA. That hit by Escanilla was just the 62nd he's given up all year. The 2-2 pitch to Turlick, swung on and missed for strike three. So after a leadoff single and a stolen base, Durapo gets three straight strikeouts to send this game to the bottom of the first inning. UMES 0, Bethune-Cookman coming up. This is UMES Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
Roly-Poly is the freshest ingredients rolled together to create over 50 classic rolled and hot-pressed creations. Roly-Poly is the finest meats, veggies, cheeses, and spices together to produce incredible soups and signature salads, too. Roly-Poly is a variety of flavor that creates delicious, original, unique works of art for your taste buds. Roly-Poly is not only delicious, but healthy and hearty, too. Roly-Poly is the choice for family, friends, your office, or your next event. Where else could you find fresh basil chicken salad rolled with crunchy cashews, green leaf lettuce, Roma plum tomatoes, sliced avocado, alfalfa sprouts, and spicy Thai hot sauce. Wow, that sounds... Gotta go.
We're still rolling here.
Sorry.
Roly-Poly. Delivery, catering, or online at roly-poly.com.
Roly-Poly. For a sandwich with a twist. Roly-Poly. For the taste you can't resist, I go to Roly-Poly. Because I know they've got my number. For lunch, dinner, catering, Roly-Poly ends your hunger.
Hawks Baseball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Norfolk State University as Jesse Stinnett begins his warm-up tosses. He will face this Wildcats lineup. Leading off will be Josh Johnson batting. Second will be Brian Munoz. Eros Modena will bat third. Eric Sams will bat fourth. Matt Noble will bat fifth. Austin Garcia will bat sixth. Jordan Robinson will bat seventh. Sean McCarty will bat eighth. And Zach Olszewski will bat ninth. As the Hawks had a runner on second base with nobody out, but three straight strikeouts from Montana Durapo got the Wildcats out of the jam. And in the process, Durapo set the school record for strikeouts in a season. It was the strikeout of Byron Campbell, the second strikeout in the inning that gave him 83, that set the new school record, and the strikeout of Greg Turlick was extending the record, if you will. as now with 84. But Johnson will step in for the Wildcats here against Stinnett. And we'll get the bottom of the first underway here momentarily. The first pitch is off the outside corner and low. It's 1-0 on Johnson. Stinnett gets the sign he wants from Dottillo. The 1-0 pitch, that's low. It's 2-0 to Josh Johnson. Johnson back in the box. Stinnett ready to go. The 2-0 pitch, and that's a fastball that misses down and away. So three straight fastballs that miss down and away. And now Stinnett will deal a 3-0 pitch. And there's a fastball at the knees for a strike. And it's now 3-1. The 3-1 offering is on its way, and this is going to be a ground ball to short. Up with it is Escanilla, fires across the diamond, and it's an out for Johnson, a 6-3 ground out. Stinnett gets the bottom of the first underway. Defensively for the Hawks, Breslin at third, Escanilla at short, James at second, Murray at first. Turlick in left, Bull in center, Campbell in right. Dottillo is the catcher, Fleetwood the designated hitter for Stinnett, the starting pitcher for the Hawks this afternoon. So here comes Brian Munoz. Munoz, the left fielder, steps in. The first pitch that he sees is a fastball taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Munoz playing his first season at Bethune-Cookman. After playing two seasons at Pima Community College in Arizona, awaits the 0-1, and this is going to be lifted to right. Out is James, in is Campbell, and neither of them can come up with it. It falls between them. A long run for both of them, and James backpedaling, couldn't make the catch. And it is the first hit of the afternoon for the Wildcats, and that'll bring up Eros Modena. So Modena steps in with a runner on first and one out. He'll bat from the right side. As he lays down a bunt and pops it back into the screen, it's nothing and one to the Wildcats center fielder. So Munoz leans off of first after the one-out single. A tough play for James and Campbell as they both had to run a long ways. James backpedaling. So it's an 0-1 count on Modena. Stinnett sets and delivers. A show's bunt again, pulls back and takes a fastball off the inside corner. It's 1-1. Modena, he played two seasons as an outfielder at Indian River State College before transferring to Bethune-Cookman in time for last year's season. As the 1-1 pitch is a fastball on the inside corner at the knees for a strike, and Stinnett gets ahead in the count 1-2. Modena listed at 6 foot, 202 pounds, with a senior from Miami back in the box. It's a 1-2 count. They're going to throw over to first, but Munoz is back in plenty of time. Second game of the day underway here at the MEAC tournament after the host Norfolk State squad knocked off North Carolina Central in the first game, 6-1, as the fastball from Stinnett misses up and away. The count evens up at 2-2. So the winner of this game will play Norfolk State tomorrow at 12:30. The loser of this game will play the first game 9 a.m. tomorrow against North Carolina Central. So Munoz leads off of first. The 2-2 pitch to Modena. Stinnett sets and delivers, and this is going to be lined into right. Coming on is Campbell, and he will make a sliding grab. He throws on to first and doubles off Munoz. A terrific play from Campbell. Gets the Hawks out of the bottom of the first inning. What a play there from Byron Campbell. So a hit and nobody left on base. We will head to the second inning with the score knotted at 0 here. This is Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
For the past 20 years, Uniforms Unlimited in Salisbury has been providing embroidery, screen printing, and a full array of athletic wear and uniforms to local communities, schools, and universities. Uniforms Unlimited provides uniforms to medical, industrial, and restaurant professionals, as well as fire, police, EMS, and security companies. Uniforms Unlimited would like to thank the UMES student body and staff for being great supporters of their business. Uniforms Unlimited is proud to be a supporter of UMES. Go Hawks!
Get UMES Hawks baseball anywhere. Listen on your phone with the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 2.
Welcome back to Norfolk here as we hit the top of the second inning scoreless. Both teams had a base runner in the first inning. The Hawks, however, get out of the bottom of the first on a line drive to Byron Campbell. And then he doubles off Munoz at first after, off the bat of Modena. So here comes Justin Dottillo, the catcher for the Hawks. He steps in and lifts a high fly ball to left field. Coming in is Munoz, and he makes the catch for one pitch, one out here in the top of the second inning. So Jeffrey Fleetwood comes in, the designated hitter for the Hawks this afternoon. Fleetwood, the senior, batting 261, 31 hits and 119 at-bats this season. He takes a first-pitch fastball on the inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. The 0-1 pitch coming to Fleetwood, and he fouls it off into the screen. It's nothing and two. Fleetwood, the senior from Delmar, Delaware, played summer ball last year in the Carolina-Virginia Collegiate League. He also made the All-Star game in that league as he takes a fastball just off the outside corner. Good-looking pitch there from Durapo, but Fleetwood gets the call. It's 1-2. Fleetwood with three doubles this season. The 1-2 pitch, he fouls that one off, I believe, on a check swing. So the count stays at 1-2 with one down here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch to Fleetwood, and that misses down, and it's now 2-2. So Fleetwood back in the box, the 2-2 pitch to the Hawks' designated hitter. He will swing and foul this one off. So good at bat here from Fleetwood, fouling off some pitches, taking a couple of close ones. We're in the top of the second inning here at Norfolk State. Marty Miller Field. Justin Dottillo led off the top of the second with a fly out to left. And now Fleetwood awaits the 2-2 pitch, and he swings through a high fastball for strike three. Four strikeouts already for Durapo. And there's two away now for Skylar Murray. Murray, the Hawks' first baseman this afternoon. The freshman from Georgetown, Delaware, Murray batting 268 this season, 11 hits and 41 at-bats, six runs scored as he fouls off the first pitch back into the parking lot. It's nothing and one. So Durapo will get a fresh baseball as he has two down in the top of the second inning. And awaits an 0-1 pitch here to Skylar Murray. That fastball misses down and away. And it's now 1-1. Murray, we mentioned a freshman, he played high school ball at Sussex Central High School. An all-conference second team member last year as a senior. He awaits the 1-1 pitch here, and he's going to lift this one to center field. Going back is Modena, and still going back and backpedaling. He will make the catch, for the final out of the inning. So the Hawks go 1-2-3 in the top of the second. We will head to the bottom of the second. Still scoreless here in Norfolk. This is UMES Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
Once upon a time, Hansel and Gretel came upon a house made of gingerbread. Being quite hungry, they started eating the roof. The homeowner was outraged. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with homeowner's insurance, and he got all new asphalt shingles. Hansel and Gretel are fully rehabilitated and attend a gingerbread support group. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance.
Warning, if your ears are sensitive to hard-hitting facts, earmuff them now. This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for Geico's local agents. Fact one, your local Geico agent is an expert at getting you the coverage you need. Fact two, you can talk to your local Geico agent face-to-face. Fact three, facts one and two hit so hard, I don't need a third.
Stay up to date with UMES Athletics at UMESHawks.com. Now, back to Hawks Baseball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Norfolk. We've hit the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless here in game two of the MEAC tournament. Eric Sams, Matt Noble, Austin Garcia, 4-5-6 in this Wildcats lineup. We'll do battle with freshman Jesse Stinnett. Stinnett got a leadoff ground out from Josh Johnson last inning. Then Munoz hit a bloop single between James at second and Campbell in right. As the first pitch to Sams is on its way, and this is popped foul and out of play. Nothing in one. So Munoz reached first, and then Modena hit one to right field. Campbell made a terrific sliding catch and threw onto first as Munoz was already to second base. So the 0-1 pitch is a nice breaking ball in there. Sams fooled by it. It's nothing in two. So Campbell with the 9-3 double play there. Terrific defensive start for the Hawks. The 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball that misses downstairs. Good pitch there from Stinnett with two strikes. Sams with a nice job of laying off. Sam's batting .330 this season, 66 hits in 200 at-bats as the 1-2 pitch is going to be grounded foul down the first baseline. So the count will remain at 1-2. Sam's 66 hits are the most in the Wildcats starting lineup this afternoon. As the 1-2 pitch is going to be fouled off into the screen. So Sam's here with a nice at-bat to lead off the bottom of the second inning. That .330 batting average, 31 points higher than the next closest Wildcat as the 1-2 pitch again misses down and away. This is 2-2. Sam's with a .330 batting average. Munoz with .299 is the next closest again coming into today. So here comes the 2-2 pitch from Stinnett, and this is going to be popped up right side. Over is Murray, but will he have a play? And no, he will not. The ball lands on top of the batting cages, and we'll have another 2-2 pitch. Stinnett with a fresh baseball. It gets the sign from Dottillo. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball that misses up and away, and the count's going to run full. The payoff pitch coming to Eric Sams is going to be popped up in the infield. Escanilla coming in, calls everybody off, flips the shades down, and backpedaling makes the catch on a tough play there for Escanilla. So that ball was moving a little bit of breeze this afternoon. Escanilla makes the catch for the first out, and that'll bring up Matt Noble. Noble batting from the right side, steps in, and he fouls the first pitch off into the screen. It's nothing and one. Garcia, the designated hitter, is on deck. Each team with one hit, but nobody's cracked the scoreboard yet. As the 0-1 pitch misses downstairs, it's 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Stinnett. That misses up and away. It's 2-1. Well, here at Marty Miller Field down the left field line, it is 327, 395 to left center, 404 to straightaway center, 392 to right center, and 318 with a high wall in right field as the 2-1 pitch just misses upstairs. And it's now 3-1. So one out here in the bottom of the second, and Matt Noble has worked the count in his favor to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch, this is popped up and out of play, and a nice pitch there from Stinnett. Gets the count to go full. It's 3-2. Noble batting .263 on the season. 45 hits and 171 at-bats, and he lifts this one to left center. Going back is Bull. Going back is Turlick, and Turlick will reach up and make the running grab in left center for the second out of the inning. So that'll bring up Austin Garcia, the designated hitter for the Wildcats this afternoon. Garcia batting .252 this season, 31 hits and 123 at-bats. Garcia, the freshman from La Belle, Florida. Came to Bethune-Cookman as an accomplished high schooler. The first pitch that he sees is a fastball that misses down and away. It's 1-0. He played at La Belle High School, was a first baseman, third baseman, and also pitched. He was a News Press first team all-area and district player of the year last year. It's the 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball on the outside corner. It's 1-1. He was a team captain last year and MVP, and also set a school record with 22 career home runs. The 1-1 pitch is going to be swung on and missed. A good pitch down and away from Stinnett. Catches the bottom corner of the strike zone. It's now 1-2. So Garcia will step out and take some time. Stinnett ready to go. Here's the 1-2 pitch. This is going to be swung on and missed for strike three. Stinnett collects his first strikeout, and it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. To the third inning we go. Still scoreless here in Norfolk. This is UMES Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
Here's your dinner check. I'll take that up when you're ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Calm down, honey. How bad can it be? I knew you shouldn't have ordered the captain's platter.
How about you with that bottle of Get Me a Second Job to pay for it all?
Don't talk.
The scenario you have just witnessed could have been avoided with a simple visit to frugals.biz. Buy one, get one free deals from local restaurants, huge discounts from service providers, free event admissions, and more. Available 24/7 at frugals.biz. Local coupons at frugals.biz. Frugals.biz.
The Hampton Inn & Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn & Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
This is Hawks Baseball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Norfolk as we begin the third inning here in game number 2 of the MEAC tournament between the UMES Hawks and the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats. The Wildcats, the 1 seed in the South, the Hawks, the 4 seed in the North. As Montana Durapo concludes his warm-up tosses after allowing a leadoff single to Mike Escanilla. Durapo has retired 6 Hawks in a row, including 4 via the strikeout, setting the school record for Bethune-Cookman at 4 strikeouts in a season. He now has 85. So he will do battle here with Connor Breslin, Joshua James, and Escanilla. 8-9-1 in Pedro Swan's lineup. As Durapo sets and delivers the first pitch to the Hawks' third baseman, and it's a fastball on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. Nothing and one. Durapo working quickly. The 0-1 pitch is taken for strike two. A fastball again on the outside corner at the knees. Durapo with that really good-looking fastball. Breslin back in the box. The sophomore from Sailorsburg, Pennsylvania, awaits the 0-2 pitch, and he swings and misses at a good breaking ball down and away. And it's another strikeout for Durapo, and there's one away in the top of the third inning. So five strikeouts in two and a third innings for Durapo. His career and season high is 11 strikeouts in one game. As that'll bring up Joshua James, the ninth place batter for the Hawks. Hawks second baseman steps in and takes a first pitch fastball up and away. It's 1-0. James, a 180 batting average this year, 24 hits in 133 at-bats. Awaits the 1-0 pitch, and he will lift this one foul. It's 1-1. James last year, a All-MEAC second team at second base, and also an All-Academic team last season. So he awaits a 1-1 pitch with one down in the top of the third inning. Durapo deals a breaking ball that misses just upstairs. Good-looking pitch there. It's 2-1. The 2-1 offering from Durapo is on its way. That's a fastball that James just gets a piece of and fouls it back out of play. So the count 2-2. Escanilla on deck. No score here in Norfolk. Each team with just one hit and one total base runner as well. Very, very good game so far. As the 2-2 pitch is on its way, and it's a breaking ball, and this is going to be lined into right center field. It's down for a base hit. Joshua James with a one-out single here brings up Mike Escanilla. So for James, that is his 25th hit of the year. So Escanilla now will come up with a runner on. You'll recall Escanilla led off the game with a single and then stole second. So we'll see what he can do here. As we are scoreless in the top of the third. James will dive back in safely as Durapo throws over. James on the base paths this season. Two stolen bases in three attempts. Escanilla with that stolen base in the first inning has 11 stolen bases now. That's still one off of the team lead by Stephen Bull, as Escanilla will take a first pitch breaking ball downstairs. It's 1-0. Escanilla in the box, Bull on deck. Runner on first is James with one out in the top of the third inning. The 1-0 pitch to Escanilla is on its way, and this is going to be fouled back. It's 1-1. Winner will play Norfolk State, the host school, tomorrow at 12:30. Loser of this game will play at 9 a.m. Play North Carolina Central. So it's a 1-1 pitch coming to Escanilla, the Hawks shortstop. Here it comes, and he will foul this one back. And it's now 1-2. Durapo has an opponent batting average of 179, a terrific season from the senior. He will set and deliver a 1-2 pitch to Escanilla, and that's going to miss up and away. It's now 2-2. So Durapo will take a few seconds, and reset himself, and then looks in for the sign. James leads off a first with the one-out single. It's a 2-2 pitch coming to Escanilla. Durapo sets as James breaks for second. This is a breaking ball taken for strike three, and the throw down gets James at second. It's a caught stealing. Strike him out, throw him out to end the top of the third inning. So a hit, nobody left on. We will head to the bottom of the third, still scoreless here in Norfolk. This is Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
McDonald's Dollar Menu & More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the arch enemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu & More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
First Preference Mortgage has been a local lender, not a broker, for over 20 years, serving all of Maryland. Our loan officers work for you, meeting when you're available, on the weekends, in the evenings, whenever you're able to meet. If you're a first-time home buyer, you've got to make a point to contact First Preference Mortgage. We'll walk you through the entire process. If you have credit issues, are looking to refinance or buying, First Preference can help. Log on to firstpref.com or call 1-800-321-5055.
Get UMES Hawks baseball anywhere. Listen on your phone with the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 2.
Welcome back to Norfolk as we begin the bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless here, locked in a pitcher's duel. Two hits for the Hawks, one for the Wildcats, but six strikeouts for Montana Durapo through three innings. So six of the nine outs have come via the strikeout. One was that caught stealing there to end the inning. That's the first pitch of the inning from Stinnett to Robinson. Misses just low. It's 1-0. There were two flyouts, Dottillo to left, Murray to center. Those were in the second inning. Those are the only three non-strikeout outs. As the 1-0 pitch, Robinson shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a strike. It's 1-1. Robinson, McCarty, Olszewski, 7-8-9 in the Wildcats lineup as Stinnett deals a fastball on the outside corner, 1-2 now to Robinson, the third baseman for the Wildcats this afternoon. So the 1-2 pitch is on its way, and that misses upstairs. Dottillo came out of his crouch before the ball had even reached his mitt. It's now 2-2. The 2-2 pitch to Robinson is a big old breaking ball that Robinson just gets a piece of and fouls it off. A good pitch there from Stinnett. And the count will stay at 2-2. Robinson from Fort Pierce, Florida, the redshirt junior, waits the 2-2 pitch, and he will line this down the right field line, but that is hooking and foul. Look out, security car there driving down the road. And the count will remain at 2-2. Robinson played his first two seasons at Indian River State as the 2-2 pitch is lined back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. So it's a leadoff single for Robinson. This is the second base runner of the game for the Wildcats. And that'll bring up Sean McCarty. McCarty, the shortstop, batting 219 so far this season. 32 hits and 146 at-bats. So with Robinson leading off of first, Stinnett will set and fire the first pitch to McCarty, and this is going to be lifted to center. Coming in is Bull. Still coming in, he will have a play, and it will force Robinson to retreat to first. So one pitch to McCarty results in an out for Stinnett. And with one out, now here comes the catcher, Zach Olszewski. So Olszewski, the freshman from Bay City, Michigan, out of John Glenn High School, where he won districts last year. And it was an all-district honoree. Made an appearance in the Michigan High School All-Star Game at Comerica Park in Detroit as well. As the first pitch to him misses downstairs, it's 1-0. A couple years ago, as a junior in the MHSAA high school playoffs, his team, John Glenn, they finished second in the state. Throw over to first, and Robinson back in plenty of time. So Olszewski listed at 6 foot, 198 pounds, another throw over to first. Robinson again back in plenty of time. Freshman batting a 236, 35 games played, 31 starts as he awaits a 1-0 pitch from Stinnett. Here it comes, and this is going to be fouled back off of the mask of catcher Justin Dottillo, and it's 1-1. Olszewski, 26 hits and 110 at-bats. Four of those 26 hits have been for extra bases, one double, three triples, and has six runs batted in. So Stinnett gets a fresh baseball. He has a 1-1 count on Olszewski with Robinson leading off first and one down. Here in the bottom of the third inning in a scoreless game, the 1-1 pitch is going to be fouled back out of play. It's now 1-2. Perfect day for baseball. Sunny and 70 degrees at first pitch. And the first two-plus innings of this one have matched the weather. It's been a great game so far. The 1-2 pitch with one down is high. And outside, it's 2-2. After Olszewski, it'll be Josh Johnson as the Wildcats will turn the lineup card over. One down. Runner on first base is Robinson. It's a 2-2 count to Olszewski. Righty-righty matchup here as the catcher steps back in the box. Stinnett deals, and this is going to be lined into right field. Campbell over, and he will not get to it. It's down for a base hit. Robinson on the move will get all the way over to third, and it'll be first and third for the Wildcats here with one down for Josh Johnson. So the first time this afternoon for either team that we've seen more than one hit in an inning. And it has runners on first and third for the Wildcats here. Josh Johnson comes up, turns the lineup card over. He grounded out to short to Escanilla to lead off the bottom of the first inning. So middle infielders at double play depth. Breslin even with the grass at third. Murray at first holding the runner Olszewski on at first. The first pitch to Johnson just misses down low. Tillo held it for an extra second, hoping to get the call, but to no avail. It's 1-0. Robinson on third, Olszewski on first. The 1-0 pitch from Stinnett is on its way, and this is going to be lined back to second. A nice catch by Joshua James, and everybody's got to retreat. Joshua James takes away a hit from Josh Johnson, and there's now two outs. What a play there from James, and a heads-up play there from Olszewski, who was almost halfway to second and then had to run back to first, but a terrific run-saving catch for Joshua James. Keeps this one scoreless, and now there's two outs for Brian Munoz. Munoz playing in his 38th game of the season. Comes up with runners on first and third, and now with two down. A fantastic play there from Joshua James. The first pitch from Stinnett is on its way, and this is going to be blooped into left field. That's going to be down for a base hit, and it's going to score a run. It'll allow Robinson to score, and Olszewski moves up to second. It's 1-0 Wildcats. Munoz just went with the pitch, served it into shallow left field, allowed Robinson to score, and the Wildcats get on the board first. It's 1-0 Bethune-Cookman. So that'll bring up Eros Modena. Modena comes up with runners on first and second and two down. Bethune-Cookman with three hits in this inning, all singles. As Stinnett will deal the first pitch to Modena, the center fielder. He will lift this one foul out of play down the right field line. It's 0-1. Bull, Campbell, Turlick, the three batters scheduled for the Hawks in the top of the fourth. As the Wildcats have struck first here in the bottom of the third, it's 1-0. But it's an 0-1 count on Modena, the center fielder. Now a turnaround play at second, and just getting back in safely was Olszewski. Nice shot there by Escanilla. Slapped the tag down, but just a half second too late. So the count remains 0-1 on Modena. Olszewski leads off of second, Munoz off of first. The 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball that misses inside. And it's 1-1. One run, four hits, no errors for the Wildcats. No runs, two hits, no errors for the Hawks. As Stinnett will set and fire a 1-1 pitch here, and this is going to be popped up right center field. Campbell over, and he will make the catch for the final out of the inning. But three hits and a run scores for the Wildcats. And they will take a 1-0 lead to the fourth inning. This is UMES Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Courtyard by Marriott on Route 13 in Salisbury offers comfortable rooms and meeting spaces, as well as always superior customer service in a great location near the mall. Call 410-742-4405 and ask for details about their special UMES athletics rate. The Courtyard by Marriott in Salisbury, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
And a proud sponsor of Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Stay up to date with UMES Athletics at UMESHawks.com. Now, back to Hawks Baseball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Marty Miller Field at Norfolk State University. Game 2 of the MEAC tournament. And the South number 1 seed Bethune-Cookman Wildcats have jumped out to a 1-0 lead here as we begin play in the top of the fourth inning. For the Hawks, it'll be Bull, Campbell, and Turlick in the fourth inning. As the Wildcats sent 6 men to the plate in that third inning, left 2 men on. Jordan Robinson with that leadoff single. He was the only run that came around to score. And now Stephen Bull will try and get a rally started for the Hawks here to lead off the fourth inning. Bull struck out looking for the first out of the game in the top of the first after an Escanilla leadoff single. Durapo sets and delivers the first pitch of this at-bat, and it's a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Bull, one of the most decorated Hawks, particularly this season, awaits the 0-1 pitch, and that misses down and away. It's 1-1. Bull, we mentioned last time up the UMES 13-14 Male Athlete of the Year. He awaits a 1-1 pitch here from Durapo, and that's going to miss just inside. It's now 2-1. Bull came into today with a .340 batting average. A strikeout in the first inning was the 43rd time that he has been sent down on strikes. As the 2-1 offering is again off the inside corner, it's now 3-1. Durapo trying to find that inside corner. Last two pitches have been too far in. As he will now deal a 3-1 offering to Stephen Bull. And Bull will take that. There's a strike. Bull had already tossed the bat and started to walk down to first. So now the count will run full. Campbell and Turlick to follow here in the top of the fourth inning as here comes a payoff pitch to the Hawks senior center fielder. And he will line this one back up the middle for a base hit. So that is Bull's 63rd hit of the season. 65th, I beg your pardon. 65th hit of the season. And now places him 5 away from tying the school season record for hits in a season. So that'll bring up Byron Campbell. That single from Bull was the Hawks' 3rd hit of the afternoon. Single in the first, single in the third, and now a single here in the fourth. Bull on first. Durapo will throw over, and Bull will dive back in safely. Bull leads the team with 12 stolen bases in 17 attempts. As Durapo sets, the first pitch to Campbell is on the outside corner for a strike. It's nothing and one. Campbell with a .377 batting average coming in to play today. With that strikeout in the first inning as he awaits an 0-1 pitch Here it comes, and that misses well outside. It's 1-1. Gamble 60 hits and 160 at-bats now. The 60 hits, second on the team now to Bulls, 65. As Durapo will set and deliver a 1-1 pitch to Byron Campbell. No, a throw over to first, and Bull dives back in safely. Top of the fourth inning, Bethune-Cookman leads 1-0. Here, game number two of the MEAC tournament. Bethune-Cookman, the number one seed in the South. The Hawks, the number four in the North. So it is a 1-1 pitch coming to Byron Campbell, and he will lift this one into left field. Coming on is Munoz, and he will make the catch for the first out of the inning. So that'll bring up the Hawks left fielder, Greg Turlick. Turlick struck out to end the first inning with Escanilla standing on second base. Turlick with 46 starts and 46 games played this season. 42 hits and 165 at-bats. This ball leads off of first. And here comes the first pitch to Turlick, and that's going to miss up and away. It's 1-0. UMES finished the regular season with a 13-33 record, 10-18 away from Princess Anne, and an 8-16 mark in that North Division of the conference. The 1-0 pitch coming to Greg Turlick, and he will reach out and ground this one to short. McCarty fields it, fires on to second for one, on to first. A terrific double play turned by the shortstop, McCarty. As that is a 6-4-3 double play to end the top half of the fourth inning. We will head to the bottom of the fourth. Bethune-Cookman leads 1-0. This is Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
Peninsula Regional Medical Center is proud to be recognized as a national healthcare leader, delivering exceptional healthcare by exceptional people. The professional staff at PRMC is equipped to handle most injuries and illnesses that are non-life-threatening and can deliver immediate medical attention without an appointment. To get more information and up to the second wait times, visit peninsula.org. PRMC, proud to be the official healthcare provider of the UMES Hawks.
Here's your dinner check. I'll take that up when you're ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Calm down, honey. How bad can it be? I knew you shouldn't have ordered the captain's platter.
How about you with that bottle of Get Me a Second Job to Pay for It All?
Don't talk.
The scenario you have just witnessed could have been avoided with a simple visit to frugals.biz. Buy one, get one free deals from local restaurants, huge discounts from service providers, free event admissions, and more. Available 24/7 at frugals.biz. Local coupons at frugals.biz. Frugals.biz.
Get UMES Hawks Baseball anywhere. Listen on your phone with the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 2.
Welcome back to Norfolk. 1-0 Bethune-Cookman leads as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Last half inning was the first inning that Montana Durapo did not record a strikeout. He has 6 so far this afternoon. As Eric Sams will lead off for the Wildcats. Sams steps in from the left side and awaits the first pitch from Stinnett, and he will pop this one up to center. Bull coming in, he'll have a play, and he'll make the catch, one pitch, one out. Sams retired for the second time this afternoon. So that'll bring up Matt Noble. Noble flew out to left in his first at-bat this afternoon. Noble batting from the right side. As he awaits the first pitch from Stinnett, and there's a fastball at the knees for a strike. It's quickly nothing and one. Noble getting the start at second base this afternoon. The 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball that misses down and away. A senior from Flagler Beach, Florida. Awaits the 1-1 offering, and that's going to miss downstairs. It's now 2-1. Noble came into today with a .263 batting average, 45 hits now and 172 at-bats after that second inning flyout. Here comes the 2-1 offering from Stinnett, and that's going to just miss low, and it's now 3-1. A well-located pitch there, but just below the knees. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and this is going to be grounded sharply to third. A nice stop by Breslin, and he fires on to first, wide and safe at first base as Murray is unable to make the tag. Now Murray's going to go over and tag Noble in case he made the turn to second, but the first base umpire, Terrence Mobley, says safe, and that's going to be an error on Breslin. So Noble reaches on the E5. The first error of the afternoon. And that'll make way for Austin Garcia. Garcia struck out to end the bottom of the second inning. As Stinnett will set and fire the first pitch, just swung through a breaking ball. Good pitch there from Stinnett. And it's now nothing and one. Yeah. That error there for the Hawks is their 106th error of the season. As the 0-1 pitch is going to be popped up into right field. Campbell coming over, still coming over. It's going to be a tough play, and he will make the running catch in fair territory. A terrific job there by Campbell, who had to run a long way and had Noble staring him down, ready to advance to second should the ball have fallen in play. So there's two outs now for Jordan Robinson. Robinson singled and to this point has scored the game's only run. He led off the bottom of the third with a single, advanced to third with an Olszewski one-out single, and then two batters later scored on a Munoz RBI single to left field. Here's the first pitch to him, and he loops this right back to Stinnett, who makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So an error and a man left. We will head to the fifth. 1-0 Bethune-Cookman. This is Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
Imagine it, and we can do it. It's not just a slogan to us, but a true way of conducting business. We are proud of our more than two decades of delivering the highest quality visual messaging solutions to our clients, large and small. At Signs by Tomorrow of Salisbury, we stand by our time-honored commitment to provide you with quality, affordable signs that get you noticed by combining our industry know-how, cutting-edge technology, and competitive pricing to create total visual solutions that fit any budget. Our reputation as being more than just expert signage specialists is reflected in our service versus utility. We are Signs by Tomorrow.
Here in Maryland, your state crustacean is a blue crab. But can a crab help you save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico? I mean, you even have a stained glass blue crab sculpture at BWI, which shows your commitment to this Maryland crab relationship. But even that won't get you discounts on car insurance. I know a gecko who looks great on stained glass and can help you save money with Geico. Just saying.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Hawks Baseball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Norfolk. Top of the fifth inning, UMES trails 1-0. As Montana Durapo continues his warm-up tosses. Two more games to follow us here today. As at 4 o'clock, it'll be the North number one seed and the Delaware State Hornets against Savannah State. And then the nightcap tonight will be Florida A&M against Coppin State. That game getting underway at 7:30. Norfolk State in game number one this morning knocked off North Carolina Central 6-1. So North Carolina Central will play the losers of this game in an elimination game tomorrow morning. So it'll be Dottillo, Fleetwood, and Murray going up against Durapo. So the first pitch from Durapo misses upstairs. It's 1-0. Dottillo flew out to left field to lead off the second inning. As he awaits a 1-0 pitch. And he will line this one foul into the UMES dugout. Look out, everybody. It's 1-1. Gorgeous day in the Norfolk area. Yesterday, for practice day here at Marty Miller Stadium, and high got up into the low 90s. Much cooler today as the 1-1 pitch is going to be taken for a strike. It's 1-2. Tillo came into today batting at .265, 40 hits, now 152 at-bats. He's down in the count here, 1-2. And here comes the pitch, and that's going to just miss on the inside corner. Durabo looking for his seventh strikeout of the game. He's going to have to wait at least one more pitch. So it's a 2-2 count to the Hawks catcher, DeTillo, as Durabo sets and delivers, and this is going to be fouled off down the right field line and out of play. Good at bat here from the freshman from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Out of North Allegheny High School. Three-year member of the varsity baseball team there as he awaits a 2-2 pitch, and that is going to miss just low. The count's going to run full, and Durabo thought he had the strikeout there, put his head down, started walking around the mound. Looked up, and Olszewski was tossing the ball back to him. One run on four hits, no errors for the Wildcats. No runs, three hits, one error for the Hawks as the payoff pitch to DeTillo is swung on and missed. Four strike three. So the seventh strikeout of the game for Durabo, and that'll bring up Jeffrey Fleetwood. Fleetwood, the senior from Del Mar, Delaware, was one of those seven strikeout victims in his first time up. He was the second out in the second inning. Fleetwood batting from the left side. Hawks down 1-0 with one out. Here's the pitch, and that's going to miss upstairs. It's 1-0. Fleetwood back in the box as the designated hitter this afternoon for the Hawks. The 1-0 pitch, and he's going to swing and miss at a breaking ball. That's now 1-1. A breaking ball started on the inside corner and broke towards Fleetwood. As Durabo will deliver the 1-1, and that's going to be a fastball that misses downstairs. It's 2-1. Now time is called as we're going to get a fresh baseball for Durabo. So Fleetwood steps out. The catcher, Olszewski, and home plate umpire Donnie Mayer exchange baseballs, and we're ready for play yet again. The 2-1 pitch from Durabo is fouled off. A good swing there from Fleetwood on a good fastball on the inner half. It's 2-2. 1-0 Bethune-Cookman. They got their run in the bottom of the third inning on three singles. As it's a 2-2 pitch now to Fleetwood, and that's going to just miss up and away. And that will make the count go full for the second straight batter here in the top of the fifth inning. Durabo was able to get the strikeout of DeTillo. Fleetwood trying to work his way on base for the Hawks. Here comes the payoff pitch with one down to Fleetwood. And he's going to take that high and away, and it's a one-out walk to Fleetwood, and that is the first walk in the game this afternoon for either squad. So Fleetwood will walk his way down to first base, and that'll bring up Skylar Murray. Murray comes up after flying out to center to end the top half of the second inning. So Murray steps in batting from the right side. Fleetwood leads off of first base. And the first pitch is taken high. Skylar Murray thought about it, but pulled back. It's now 1-0. And now we have a visit to the mound as Durabo laboring a bit here in the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 Bethune-Cookman as we play here in the top of the fifth inning. Fans, we want to remind you, take the MEAC tournament with you anywhere with SFMSports.net mobile, powered by your Delmarva area McDonald's. Listen to each UMES baseball game streamed live on your phone. Go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to get instant access to Hawks baseball on your smartphone, or download the TuneIn app and search SFM Sports Channel 2. Mound conference over. Durapoe back on the rubber. Murray back in the box. It's a 1-0 count with a runner on first base. Durapoe sets at the waist and delivers, and it's a good breaking ball that Murray swings through. It's 1-1. The senior Durapoe and the freshman Stinnett have been very, very entertaining so far this afternoon. Through 4 1/3 innings, we've seen a total of 7 hits, all of them singles. The 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. Seven strikeouts for Durapoe. One for Stinnett. Stinnett has also been aided by several fantastic UMES defensive plays. So the 1-2 pitch is taken for strike three. On the inside corner, Murray danced out of the way of that one, but gets rung up for the 8th strikeout of the afternoon for Durapoe. And there's now two away. So that'll bring up Connor Breslin. Breslin, one of those 8 strikeout victims. So far this afternoon, the only Hawk that is not struck out, as the first pitch to Breslin is popped foul and out of play. The only Hawk that has yet to strike out this afternoon is Joshua James, who hit a single with 1 out in the 3rd inning and then was caught stealing at the tail end of a strike him out, throw him out double play to end the top of the 3rd. So a runner on first is Fleetwood, who had a 1-out walk. Breslin, the Hawks third baseman, down in the count here, 0-1. Durapoe sets and delivers, and a good breaking ball that Breslin swings through. It's now 0-2. Durapoe, we mentioned, that came into this afternoon's game with 81 strikeouts on the season, now at 89. He has set and passed the new school record. It's the 0-2 pitch, and Breslin will drill this one foul down the third baseline. So Breslin alive for another pitch. If Breslin can reach, it'll be Joshua James on deck. And then the Hawks would turn the lineup card over with Mike Escanilla. It's an 0-2 pitch to Breslin, and that misses down in the dirt. It's 1-2. Durapoe, we mentioned, came into today a 179 opponent batting average, 97 1/3 innings pitch. That walk to Fleetwood was just his 19th of the year. And now over 100 innings pitched, an impressive total. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Breslin, and he is tagged out for strike three. So that is the 9th strikeout of the game for Durapoe, and that gets us into the bottom of the 5th inning with the score Bethune-Cookman 1, UMES 0. This is Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
The Hampton Inn and Suites Fruitland Salisbury South is passionate about getting it right. Their promise to you includes a clean, comfortable hotel room, located only 7.5 miles from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Also conveniently located within walking distance of 5 different restaurants, plus a shuttle service that can take you back and forth to the campus. Hampton Inn & Suites, an official hotel of UMES Athletics.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get UMES Hawks baseball anywhere. Listen on your phone with the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 2.
Welcome back to Norfolk. 1-0 Bethune-Cookman leads here as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be McCarty, Olszewski, Johnson to do battle here in the bottom of the fifth against Jesse Stinnett, the Hawks pitcher who has been outstanding this afternoon. A terrific effort from the freshman. The senior Durapel, the pitcher for the Wildcats, has been just a hair better, though, as the first pitch from Stinnett is upstairs 1-0. Durapel, 9 strikeouts, 3 hits allowed. And Stinnett, 1 run, 4 hits. The 1-0 pitch is fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. McCarty flew out to center in the third inning. That was the inning that the Wildcats scored their run as he waits a 1-1 pitch, and this is going to be lined into left center field. Bull over, and he will not be able to get to it. It's down for a base hit. Bull spinning around and fires it back in quickly, preventing McCarty from going to second base. So it is another single, the 8th hit of the game this afternoon between the two teams, all 8 of them singles. Escanilla, James, Bull, the 3 singles for the Hawks. Munoz with 2 singles. Robinson, Olszewski, and McCarty with the singles for the Wildcats. So with McCarty leading off a first, showing bunt and laying a beautiful bunt down is Olszewski, and he will be tagged by Stinnett, and it will allow McCarty to get to second base. So a sacrifice bunt and a 1 unassisted. And that will put a runner in scoring position for Josh Johnson. Johnson on a 3-1 count in the bottom of the first inning, grounded out to the shortstop Mike Escanilla. And then Johnson with 1 out came up with runners on first and third in the third inning and lined one that Joshua James made a terrific effort on and made the catch. So he's 0-for-2, and he takes a first pitch breaking ball for a strike. It's nothing and one. McCarty leads off of second as it's an 0-1 count to Josh Johnson. The Wildcats have turned the lineup card over. The 0-1 is going to be fouled back out of play. Stinnett ahead now, nothing and two. Not a cloud in the sky this afternoon. A very, very faint breeze, which barely blowing out to left. But it's an 0-2 count coming here against Johnson. Stinnett delivers. That's a fastball down and away. DiTillo had hopped outside. Stinnett hit his mark trying to get Johnson to chase. He did not. And Johnson, the senior right fielder, alive for another pitch. So McCarty leads off of second. It's a 1-2 pitch. Stinnett sets and delivers. This is a breaking ball, and Breslin makes the nice short hop, fires over to first to just get the out. Now they're going to try to go back to third as McCarty was advancing to third. And that is unsuccessful, but Breslin with a terrific scoop there to keep a run from scoring. Josh Johnson robbed of 2 base hits so far this afternoon, and now Munoz will come up with a runner on third base and 2 down. And now we have time called. And we will have a visit to the mound here for the Hawks. But a terrific effort there from Breslin, the nice glove. Keeps a run from scoring and keeps this a 1-0 game. Well, fans, baseball's here. Basketball and hockey playoffs are going strong. You've got a million reasons to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. Try the newest flavor from the B-Dub Sauce Lab, the Honey Ginger Kick. Try the wings before taking the field at your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports. So Munoz will now step in from the left side. Runner on third base is McCarty. As Stinnett will set and a high left leg kick and fires, and this is going to be fouled off into the UMES dugout. It's quickly nothing and one. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bethune-Cookman trying to extend their 1-0 lead. The 0-1 pitch is on its way, and that's going to miss on the off the inside corner, rather. It's 1-1. Stinnett and Durapo have both pitched excellent games so far this afternoon. Hawks have gotten one runner to second base. It was the leadoff batter of the game. It was the 1-1 pitch, a high changeup. Munoz swung through it. It's now 1-2. Escanilla led off with a single, then stole second, but then was stranded there as Bull, Campbell, and Turlick each went down via the strikeout in that first inning. So it's a 1-2 pitch to Munoz with two down, and he's going to foul this one out of play. And that'll reach the train tracks there beyond the left field foul line. And the count will remain at 1-2. Munoz, 2-for-2 with a single and an RBI single in the third inning. So he awaits a 1-2 pitch, and he's going to foul this one back into the screen. Staying alive yet again at 1-2. So Munoz's RBI single in the third inning scored Robinson. He hit a soft line drive into left field. The 1-2 pitch yet again from Stinnett. That misses upstairs. And it's 2-2. For the Hawks in the top of the sixth, it'll be James, Escanilla, and Bull. One run, five hits, no errors for the Wildcats as the 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball popped up shallow left. Turlick will have a play. He makes the catch, and Stinnett gets out of the jam without allowing a run. So we will head to the sixth inning as the Wildcats continue to lead this one 1-0. This is Hawks Baseball on SFMSports.net.
Roly-Poly is the freshest ingredients rolled together to create over 50 classic rolled and hot-pressed creations. Roly-Poly is the finest meats, veggies, cheeses, and spices together to produce incredible soups and signature salads, too. Roly-Poly is a variety of flavor that creates delicious, original, unique works of art for your taste buds. Roly-Poly is not only delicious, but healthy and hearty, too. Roly-Poly is the choice for family, friends, your office, or your next event. Where else could you find fresh basil chicken salad rolled with crunchy cashews, green leaf lettuce, Roma plum tomatoes, sliced avocado, alfalfa sprouts, and spicy Thai hot sauce. Wow, that sounds... Gotta go.
We're still rolling here.
Sorry.
Roly-Poly. Delivery, catering, or online at roly-poly.com.
Roly-Poly. For a sandwich with a twist. Roly-Poly. For the taste you can't resist, I go to Roly-Poly. Because I know they've got my number. For lunch, dinner, catering, will it party end your hunger?
Hawks Baseball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Norfolk. 1-0 Bethune-Cookman leads. One run, five hits, no errors for the Wildcats. No runs, three hits, one error for the Hawks. All eight singles in this game so far, or all eight hits rather, in this game have been singles. As Durapo comes on for his sixth inning of work. He has nine strikeouts so far this afternoon. Two more would tie him, tie his own season and career best for strikeouts in a game. He'll face Joshua James, Mike Escanilla, and Stephen Bull. James, the only Hawk to not strike out this afternoon. James singled in his first at bat. As he steps in and awaits the first pitch, and James will pop this one up towards the UMES dugout. Sams is over and will drift back towards fair territory, but in foul territory will make the catch. One pitch, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. So that'll turn the Hawks lineup card over to Mike Escanilla. Escanilla with a single and a stolen base in the first inning. A strikeout looking in the top of the third. So the Hawks down 1-0. And here's the first pitch to Escanilla. And it's a breaking ball that misses up and away. It's 1-0. Escanilla with that first inning single, his 52nd hit of the season. So he awaits a 1-0 pitch with one down. And that's going to miss inside. It's 2-0. Durapo and Stinnett going toe-to-toe. Durapo with the high strikeout totals, but Stinnett has kept the Wildcats off the scoreboard except once. As the 2-0 pitch is on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, it's 2-1 now. Stinnett just allowed that run in the top of the third. Three singles. As it is now a 2-1 count on Escanilla, and he will swing and will bloop this one down the left field line. Coming in is Munoz, and he will make the catch for the second out of the inning. So that'll bring up Stephen Bull. Bull is singled to lead off the fourth inning, but then was erased on an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. That single that he collected in that fourth inning was his 65th hit of the season, trying to get to 70. It was the first pitch that he sees is downstairs. It's 1-0. 70 would set the new record for UMES in a single season. Durapo back on the rubber, ready to go yet again. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Bull, and he swings through a high fastball. That's now 1-1. Good pitch there from Durapo. One nothing Bethune-Cookman with the lead, as Bull awaits a 1-1 pitch from Durapo, who delivers.